Hey everybody, it's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is justify other people's perception. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. So this is interesting, right? Like I had a coaching client ask me on a coaching call that I was doing on yesterday, asked me like, how do you get to that place where, you know, when I watch you sell and influence, it's so easy for you. Like they just seem to do and listen to everything you say. Like, how does that happen? And there is definitely a strategy to that. And it wasn't always like that for me. And I had to clarify, like, look, everybody doesn't always do what I say. But it appears that way because, well, you know, I'm able to influence people, whether I'm speaking from stage or on a coaching call or any of those kinds of things. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are likely a business owner or somebody of influence, maybe a commission-based salesperson, or you own your own business and you need to influence people as well. And what I got to tell you is the big game changer that I shared with my coaching client on that call is something I'm going to share with you right now. And it's this. I just started the skill. One of the things that transformed my ability to influence and took it to another level is I didn't even realize this until I started to articulate it to him, was I just started to justify other people's perception, right? Like what it used to be for me is I would qualify the client, find out their needs and wants, and then they would give me their objections and I would argue with them. Like I wasn't saying this, but my mindset was kind of like, no, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. Of course you can afford it. Or, you know, you don't need to think about it. There'd be like arguing. And what you got to know is that's the fastest way to get people to not be able to stand you. It's the fastest way to not influence anybody at any time. If you want to influence people, you cannot influence somebody out of their perception or out of their reality until you step into theirs. You must enter into somebody's reality in order to lead them out of it. And the way that I used to do that, or still do that, is I justify their perception. Because if you justify their perception, you will begin to understand where they're coming from. And if you understand where they're coming from, then you can accept it. Now, when I say you can accept it, I don't mean like you tolerate it, or you make like that's the right thing to do, but you don't resist it. You accept it. So you begin to understand it, and that allows you to accept it. And if you accept it, it is only then can you be powerful and influential. Now, what do I mean by justifying their perception? Well, when somebody tells me, you know what, I can't afford this product, or I can't, I need to think about it. I don't go, you don't need to think about it. Now, occasionally, you know, when I'm kidding around, I might do that. But typically, I just go, of course you need to think about it because you're the type of person that doesn't ever really make decisions on the spot like this. I get that because there's probably been times in your life where you have made decisions on the spot and all of a sudden, you know, you realize, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I would have taken some time to think about it. And that's kind of why you're saying that, right? Now I've got agreement because they're going to be like, yes, that is where I'm coming from. And now from that position, now we can start to talk about options. Now we can start to talk about, is that the most effective strategy? I can start to ask questions that lead them in a position that help them make the right choice. So there's a few things here, right? You're justifying their perception, which allows their guard to come down to understand that you're trying to help. Because the truth is, I know a lot of you listening to this podcast right now, you're committed to helping. You're committed to making a difference. That's why you even have a business. But there's a lot of bad salespeople out there and bad marketers that screw it up for everybody, right? I did a podcast the other day about this guy who bait and switched me. He had an ad claiming one promise, got on the phone with him, and then he completely bait and switched me into another promise. Marketers and salespeople tend to ruin everything. But you got to understand that people don't dislike bad salespeople. People don't dislike bad marketers. They dislike bad salespeople. That's what they dislike, not salespeople. They dislike bad ones. That's the issue. The issue is not that they don't like to be sold. I love to be sold. I love it. You know what I don't like? Being sold by a sleazy, slimy salesperson or somebody who's not good at what they do. I have literally bought products from salespeople that I didn't even need because their presentation was so darn good. I appreciate it. I mean, there was a time when I was getting prepared. I had to go buy some suits for a speaking engagement that I was going to do in front of about 4,000 people. And I walk in, and maybe you've heard, if you've been following any of my stuff, you've probably heard this story before, is that I walked into the suit store, and the person asked me, can I help you? And I said, no, I'm just looking. And she was like, okay, no problem. Let me know if you need anything. I wandered around the store like an idiot because I don't know how to dress myself. I don't know what's good. I don't know what any of that. And I walk out with no suit. I walk into another suit store, and she comes up to me. She says, can I help you? And I say, no, I'm just looking. It's called the reflex no. That's what happens. No, I'm just looking. She says, I can appreciate that you're just looking. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a contemporary suit? Or you kind of look like you look good in modern. And I was like, dang, show me the modern. She's like, okay, come over here. What color do you want? You got really pretty blue eyes. Maybe we should go with a blue. I'm like, you should definitely go with a blue. Get me a blue. She gives me the suit. She has me trying it on in front of the, 17 mirrors that are up there. And I'm looking. I'm like, dang, this looks sharp. I said, how much is it? And she told me the price. And I almost had a heart attack. I was like, I can't afford that. She's like, sir, people don't buy that because they can afford it. They buy it because they look good. And when they look good, they feel good. And when they feel good, they play good. You want to have a good speech, don't you? You should buy the suit. I ended up buying 3 suits from her. And you know what I said when I gave her the credit card? Thank you. Because sales is a contribution if you come from the right perception. If you come, no, that's not right. If you justify their perception and come with the right intention. If you come with the right intention and you justify where they're coming up with their argument or their objection, if you justify their perception, things get really easy for you. So I'm wondering, here's my question for you. Is there an area in your life or in your business where you've been bumping up against a lot of resistance? You just can't seem to have a breakthrough in some kind of relationship, whether maybe that's a lead that you're trying to get an appointment with. Maybe that's a new client you're trying to get into your business. Maybe it is your significant other and you guys just been battling heads back and forth. What is it? There's an area that I know that if you apply this thing that we're talking about today on the Find a Way Daily, if you just start to justify that, you sit down and you say, you know what? I totally understand what you were saying. I got to thinking about it and it makes sense because of this and this and this. And if I was in that same position, I would see it that way too. And watch the doors start to open up for you. Watch them start to be like, oh my God, you get it. Because you know what most people want in this life? They want to be recognized. They want to be heard. They want to know that people understand them. And when you do that by justifying their perception, you watch the breakthroughs occur when you need to influence somebody into your program, when they really need your product or service, when you your significant other or your kids are resisting you and you start to justify their perception, you watch how influential you become just with that little tip. All right, so that's my challenge for you. Go take on that conversation and really understand where they're coming from and then justify it and then watch all the changes and all the miracles start to occur, okay? I hope you enjoyed this episode today. If you haven't subscribed, I'd love it if you did. And also, if you know somebody who could use this episode, I would love it if you forwarded it over to them. And if you haven't followed us on Facebook or Instagram or any of those nice social media platforms, I would really, really appreciate it. I am grateful for you listening to today's podcast. And if you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to reach out. Thank you again. Until next time I talk to you, go out there every single day and go find a way to win. Talk to you soon.